there has been a tendency in ZANU-PF to completely marginalize war veterans. War veterans have not had an opportunity to rise, like what is happening in other countries, Mozambique, South Africa, Namibia, even Angola. Most of the people who fought in the liberation struggle have been raised to settle a committee to police bureau level. In Mozambique, for instance, Nyusi, who is now the president of Mozambique, was a young kid during the war. He went to Frelimo schools, and then when he was sent outside to Russia to study, and now he is taken over. That's what is expected. That's what should have been the case here. But no, we don't do it. We prefer to invite the so-called doctorates and so on, philosophers who philosophize on nothing, who don't understand that Zimbabwe was brought by armed struggle. There are certain policies, principles, policies that need to be followed. And that's what we are talking about. That is what we want to work on right now. That we want to recapture the old values of the party, the founding values of the party, so that we improve and deepen democratic processes in the party. We are doing it. It's going to come. As far as some of us are concerned, we think that the future is bright for our people.
Does this mean that maybe the president is afraid of war veterans? Do you think so?
Well, frankly, I don't know. But it will appear to be the case. Because he has 34 years during which he could be promoting some of his war veterans. But even today, we are talking of 2014, he reverses the whole thing altogether. He eliminates all the people who were involved in the war. War veterans.
Who's left in the ZANU-PF top hierarchy? Who's a former freedom fighter? Is there anyone left now?
There's no one except Mnangagwa, who had a stint there. But during our time in Zambia in the 1970s, he was not there. He came towards the end of the war. Sekeramayim also came in 1978. There's nobody there whom we can talk about at the present moment. That is. And yet there are lots of war veterans who are wallowing in poverty and struggling on their own. They can't be promoted. And as far as we are concerned, if everything goes well, we want to promote these young people. We want these war veterans to rise in the party sector so that they can determine the future of the country because of their background, their experiences, and so on.